Montse Venturós, the 31-year-old mayor of the small Catalan town of Berga, is cheered by supporters on emerging from court on November the 4th. She had been arrested that morning after failing to obey a court summons for hanging the Catalan independence flag from the town hall during two election campaigns last year. I'm standing by the door of Berga Town Hall, and above me, a large independence flag is flapping in the wind. And other independence flags are also hanging from other windows in neighbouring buildings, reflecting the particularly strong separatist feeling in this town and in the surrounding area.
I'm in favour of independence. Catalonia needs to be independent because we pay a lot to the Spanish state and yet we get paid back very little. If we were independent, we could keep all the money here in Catalonia and that would make things much better. And then there's the fact that the rest of Spain doesn't understand us very well. We try to have a dialogue and explain things, but they don't seem to understand.
I grew up here, and here I feel like I'm in my land. Everyone outside it is a foreigner. This is my land, and my land is Catalonia, not Spain. And what happened is that we were invaded.
Polls show that Catalans are split down the middle on whether they want independence. But here in the region's rural interior, near the Pyrenean Mountains, separatist feeling dominates. Inside the mayor's office, I ask Montse Venturós how she felt when she was arrested.
The first thing that is that I thought that is so ridiculous because it's just a flag. It's just it, no? Just a flag. And we think that we have to decide for ourselves what we want to do for our country.
Venturós is a member of the stridently leftist Popular Unity Candidacy Party, or CUP. They and their pro-independence allies believe the flag episode is a typical example of the Spanish authorities being heavy-handed with the Catalan region. The mayor also complains of the many instances of the courts in Madrid striking down legislation drawn up by the Catalan parliament.
The Spanish state tried to attack our laws. We approve a lot of new laws, but the Constitutional Tribunal in Spain want to change it and want to decide about our things. And we understand that we have to work without Spain. We think that we have linguistic and political, economic and a lot of areas that we think that we can decide ourselves.
In the Catalan capital of Barcelona, the regional parliament is controlled by nationalists. In recent months, they have been working on a so-called roadmap to independence. Defying the courts and the Spanish government, they are preparing their own laws for an independent Catalan republic. They're also planning a controversial referendum on the issue for next year, despite the fact that such a vote will almost certainly be illegal. Music is blaring from a radio inside a shop behind me in central Viladecans. Now, this town just outside Barcelona is one of the places in Catalonia where the independence movement has least support. That's in great part because many of the people who live here are either immigrants themselves from abroad or from other parts of Spain, or they have parents or other family from elsewhere in Spain, and so they don't identify quite as strongly with Catalan nationalism. The socialist mayor here, Carles Ruiz, has also been vocal in his opposition to independence.
In Catalonia, we have a situation whereby things that make no sense are happening. If institutions stop being for everybody, whatever they think, then we lose the meaning of democracy, which is to represent everybody. What would happen if I hung a red flag from the balcony here, just because a majority of people in Viladecans has voted socialist?
Last summer, Ruiz presented a purely symbolic motion, which was approved by his town hall, rejecting what he saw as the illegitimate moves towards independence being taken by the Catalan parliament just a few kilometres away. Ruiz worries that the debate about independence is squeezing out debate on other alternatives.
El problema que tiene España es que se diseñó un modelo.
Spain's problem is that an autonomous regional system was designed, which was almost federal in its essence, but the way in which it works is not genuinely federal. Why should we have a referendum on independence and not a referendum on the introduction of a federal system?
In recent years, the rigid stance of the central government in Madrid has been blamed by many for fueling separatist feeling. But Conservative Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, who has just started a second term in office, has shown signs of softening on the issue recently. He hopes this will dampen support for the separatist cause. But for the moment, at least, the chance of independence coming from Spain's northeast are impossible to ignore. Guy Hedgco, DW, Catalonia.